This is Teresa. Greater Community Credit Union is inviting the community to join us in Dawson for our member appreciation picnic in the park, Monday, July 22nd, 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Swimming Pool Park Shelter. Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters.
Let's take a look at some things going on this weekend. Of course, Marietta Appreciation Days is happening, and also the Yellow Medicine County Fair in its final day. We've been talking about that. A retirement party for Eric Call will be over at the Madison VFW this evening from 7:30 to midnight. Everybody's welcome. It'll be music by Giggity Gigs Entertainment. Sons of the American Legion Squadron 156 will be holding a meat raffle at 1 p.m. today at the Marietta Legion Club. Choir of the First Presbyterian Church in Dawson will present the cantata, I Call Him Lord, at 4 p.m. on Sunday. That'll be followed by a time of fellowship and refreshments. There is no charge for that event.
Whether it's a picnic in the park or a cool and easy dinner, when it's too hot to cook, sandwiches in summer go together like peanut butter and jelly. And there's no better bread to build your favorite sandwich on than Country Hearth Natural Breads. Try their Dakota-style 12-grain or 100% whole wheat bread. Bake the old-fashioned way with whole grains and real honey. Country Hearth Hearty Breads are not only a nutritious choice for your family, but a delicious one too. Country Hearth Breads, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
In 15 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock.
Paul Ramel broadcasting from our Q92 booth here in the exhibit building at the Yellow Medicine County Fair here in Canby. And, of course, a big part of the fair is 4-H. And we are going to interview Maya Pesek and Mac Pesek. Maya, how many years have we been talking at the fair, Maya?
Since I was 5, so this will be year number 9.
No way.
Yeah.
I remember interviewing you at 5 years old. I interrupted you in the calf. You had a little calf or something, remember?
Yes, I do remember. That was my calf, Princess Dory. Yes.
Oh, you remember all of them, huh?
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a bit I want to do. I like those kind of streaks. Of course, Maya's an outstanding athlete, student athlete at Canby High School. How's cross-country training going?
Great. We're getting in some training this summer, so we'll be ready to go this season.
All right. I understand you guys are cross-country teams working at the fair here this year?
Yes, we're currently working bouncy houses to earn money for our boosters.
All right. So if I decide to work to play on the bouncy houses, you'll supervise me then?
Yes.
So I don't get hurt?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good job. Maya, tell us what 4-H group you belong to and what you've been doing here at the fair.
I belong to the Wergeland Willing Workers 4-H Club, and this year for the fair, I brought a prospect steer calf, which is like a little steer calf, and then I brought a yearling steer calf, which is like one of the big steers. So.
Oh, wow. So you're busy here at the fair then, huh?
Yes, very much so.
Tell us how you've done, and have you shown all of them yet?
Yes, we did. We showed them all this morning. So this morning I got overall market beef with my big one, overall prospect steer with my little one, and then I also won...
There's so many you can't remember. What's going on?
Champion intermediate showman, and I won champion... beef interview for intermediate.
Oh,
so.
Wow, that's awesome. So does that qualify you to go to the state fair then?
Yes, it does.
You've been going to state fair for a while?
Yes, this will be my third year up there.
Nice.
So.
Awesome. All right. So are you in competition with your brother, or what?
Yeah, actually, we were one of the only two that brought big steers this year, so it was just him and I in the ring for one of the classes, which was really fun.
Well, you haven't done it yet.
No, we did this morning.
Oh, you did? Okay, and who came out on top?
I did, but Matt got reserved. But we both did really well in the ring.
All right. All right, anything else you want to mention there at 4-H?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. How many people do you have in your club?
I would say there's about 15 of us.
Okay. You enjoy being in 4-H? What's it taught you over the years, Maya?
Yeah, I really do enjoy being in 4-H. Yes.
All right, well... Can't wait to interview you next year now. What grade are you going into?
I'm
going
to be a freshman.
Freshman. Oh, we got a few years yet. How long can you be in 4-H?
Till you're 19.
Okay.
So
I'll interview you from age 5 to 19 then.
Yeah, that'll be 14 years.
That's amazing. All right. Thanks, Maya, for your time. I always enjoy visiting with you.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
All right. Mac Pesek. So what happened? You like being in competition with your sister?
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay. So, Mac, you're in the same 4-H group?
Yep.
What's that called again?
Wergling Willing Workers.
Say that again?
Wergling Willing Workers.
Wergling Workers.
That's a tongue twister, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you got here at the fair?
I got pigs and cattle.
Okay.
Does Maya do pigs?
No, I do not touch the pigs.
Okay, why is that?
I don't like pigs.
Okay. All right, so how have you done, Mac?
For pigs, I got champion barrow and champion gilt. And I got reserve showman and reserve interview.
Okay.
And then for beef, I got reserve irv market steer. And then champion interview and reserve and showmanship.
Okay.
So champion means first place then?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. So you get to go to the state fair, too?
No, I am not state fair eligible yet.
Oh, really? There's an eligible. What's that mean? What age group?
You got to be over sixth grade.
Oh, you do? Okay. And what grade are you going into?
I'm going into sixth.
Into sixth. So next year you can qualify, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, that'll be fun. What do you like about 4-H?
I just love getting to work with animals.
All right. Good.
And so take us through a daily routine. You get them ready and make sure they look good in appearance and stuff?
Yep. So you wash them, walk them, and for pigs, I think you would, like, whip train them a little bit.
Whip what?
Whip train them.
Whip train them. What's that mean?
You got, like, if you tap them on their... Shoulder, they should turn that way, and then if you tap them on the other shoulder, they should turn the other way.
Oh, okay.
And is that hard training a pig? They're pretty smart, though, aren't they?
Yeah, usually it takes quite a little bit, but...
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, congratulations, Mac, on your champions and stuff like that. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks.
So, I've interviewed you before, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, how old were you, remember?
10.
10. So we got a long ways to go to beat your sister.
Yes.
We could probably do 14, 15 years just to get one more in year than sister, right?
Yeah.
You hold that. I'll hold that to you.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Mac.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That's Maya and Mac Pesek of the What's the 4-H Group. I'm going to have you say it.
Wergland Willing Workers.
You're good at that. All right. And that's our 4-H broadcast here from the Yellow Medicine County Fair. Come on over. Fair, a lot of stuff going on today.
It's 8:51 here at 92.1 FM. Great music for Haydenville, Providence, Cerro Gordo, and Lacaparral Village on KLQP FM 92.1.
I love my girl.
If you have a smart speaker, listening to Q92 is easy. Just say, Alexa, play KLQP-FM.
I'm
Hendricks Farmers Lumber, located in Hendricks, Minnesota.
Investigations continue. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, into the attempted assassination of former President Trump last Saturday. Fox's C.B. Cotton reports from Butler, Pennsylvania.
There are now multiple overlapping investigations into how the gunman, Thomas Crooks, was able to gain access to a rooftop here with a vantage point less than 400 feet from where former President Donald Trump took the rally stage. At least four congressional committees have indicated they plan to open probes into last Saturday's rally, with the first hearing slated for Monday when Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle testifies before the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. Cheadle said in an ABC News interview, quote, "The buck stops with me when questioned on the security lapses at the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania last Saturday."
The Secret Service director is under congressional subpoena to testify to the House Oversight Committee Monday on security lapses. Former President Trump today holds his first campaign rally since dodging a would-be assassin's bullet last week.
The Republican National Convention is now a wrap, and former President Donald Trump and vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance begin rallying supporters. The first stop in Grand Rapids, Michigan today, with a focus on the economy, border security, and crime, all amid what we're told will be unprecedented security in the wake of the assassination attack in Pennsylvania. Today's rally being held indoors, that's easier to secure, with police in Grand Rapids saying the department is working with federal law enforcement with an unwavering commitment to safety. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Troubles continue for air travel following Friday's IT outage that caused more than 3,000 flights to be canceled yesterday. More than 1,000 flights have already been canceled today, Delta and United Airlines accounting for more than half of those, according to FlightAware.com. A glitched software update is to blame for crashing thousands of Windows-based systems. America is listening to Fox News.
Interesting people are talking to Will King.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne, I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call
now
you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now, you can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will King show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, the contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your...
Thinking of building a pole barn, garage, home addition, or deck? Think of Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company. They're your one-stop building headquarters. They can draw up your plans, figure an estimate free. They do houses, additions, cabinetry, floor coverings, and garages. Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs. Paints, building materials, fencing. Give them a call at 507-2759. That's area code 507-275-3359. For all your building needs, it's Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company, located downtown Hendricks, Minnesota.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Slight chance of thunderstorms with fog in spots early today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 64. Partly cloudy skies with fog in spots. Sunshine mixed with clouds with fog at times early tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms. High of 82. Temperatures near average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the low 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
News and weather has been brought to you by Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Hendricks, Minnesota.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save at Jubilee Foods in Madison? Family pack bone-in sirloin and pork chops this week, just $1.69 a pound. USDA choice boneless top round roast is $4.99 a pound. Farm fresh sweet corn, 5 ears for $2 at Jubilee Foods in Madison, where they bag your groceries and carry them right out to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
Celebrate summer with us at Farmers Mutual Telephone Company. Join us for our member appreciation picnic on Wednesday, July 24th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Bellingham Community Center. Enjoy mouth-watering burgers grilled by the Cattlemen's Association and cold root beer floats. Fun for the whole family. Farmers Mutual Telephone Company. Local commitment, global solutions.
It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
It's time for the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show. I'm Paul Ramo for Q92 Sports. This morning we will visit with area baseball coaches to see how their teams did this past week and what's on the schedule for this week. Now, the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show right here on Q92. And it's time for the Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92 on a beautiful Saturday morning. And we're going to start things out talking Madison Junior Legion Baseball with manager Jared Royland. Jared's in the studio. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing great. The sun's shining, low humidity, and it's going to be a great day for some baseball again.
That's right. Yep, exactly.
How's the Legion team? You got a lot of games in this week.
Huh? Yeah, We've got four to talk about. We finished up our three regular season games, and then we kicked off playoffs last night. But we'll get started. It was actually a week and a half ago. We hosted a good bold team here in Madison. We picked up a win that night, 8-4. The second half of the year, we've been getting contributions, 1-9. I mean, looking at the book, everybody either has a hit or a run or an RBI, or they help the team in some way, and hitting is contagious. Yep. And it's when I go through the book at night, it's fun to be able to check some numbers off on 1-9. It's usually that's a pretty good sign of a good night at the ballpark. But so we had contributions all throughout the lineup. And then on the mound, we started Nolan Smith. He gave us three strong innings, only gave up two runs and struck out six. And then Leo Borsted came in and threw the final four innings, only giving up one run, striking out two and walking two. And Leo picked up the win for us that night. He's kind of, this whole year we've been operating on our three main pitchers, and it was that Tuesday night, it was really nice to have Leo come in and give us four solid innings and pick up a win for us, that we can develop that depth of pitching. It's only going to benefit us as we get going into playoffs here and have a lot of games in a short amount of time. So that was great to see, and I was really proud of Leo after that performance.
Okay.
So that was a fun Tuesday night. Then last Friday we went over to Monty and played, as you know, a really good Monty team. We gave them a few too many extra outs. I think we had five errors, and against a good Monty team, a really good hitting ball club. Epema does a great job with his batters over there. We dropped that game 13-0, but only two of those 13 runs were earned. So when you just look at the score, it's a little disheartening, but the positive of that is that we gave them 11 of those runs. So we're a little streaky that way. When we can play good defense, we can hang with anybody, and when you come up against a good batting team, your defense needs to make you plays, and we didn't that night. Yep. But it was a good reminder of what guys need to do, and that it's not one or two big plays, it's the 100 little plays that determines the outcome of a game. And that's kind of one of the mantras that Tony Smith and I have been preaching to these guys this year is everybody remembers, oh, that 3 RBI triple or that double that scored 2 runs or whatever. Well, those are great, but did you hit the cut there? Did you go to the right base? All of these little things that you just kind of forget about, you know.
Yep.
Did you back up that pitch? Did you back up that throw? Those are the things that, you know, keep guys at the base they should be at and not giving up extra bases, and that's what leads to bigger innings when you don't do those things. So it was a learning game for us, and that there's still a lot of things that we need to work on getting ready for postseason. But then last Sunday we were able to pick up an extra game. Before the Rosen A's Appleton A's town ball game, we were able to play Ortonville's Junior Legion team. Tony was instrumental in getting that game set up for us. It was just with the younger team that we have, the more innings that we can get on the mound, the more plate appearances, at bats, and innings out in the field we can get, I mean, I think the right. better off we'll be. And so we went over to Rosen and played Ortonville, and we came away with an 11-2 win there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
11 runs.
Yeah, it was a fun afternoon. We got 1 through 9 contributions everywhere. Guys scoring runs, hits, you know, RBIs. I mean, we fill up the stat sheet with, you know, 1 through 9, and it's really fun. And we were able to get 4 guys on the mound to get an inning or two in for playoffs. Grant Bierke started for us. He gave us 2 innings, only gave up 1 run. Leo Borsted again came in and threw another 2 innings, and he got the win for us again that day. Only gave up 1 run. And Nolan Smith threw an inning of no run ball, and Gavin Meyer threw the 6th inning for 1 run or 1 inning, and didn't give up a run either. And so it was a good, solid team win again. We've done a little bit of fluctuating with our order. We've moved Gavin Meyer up to the leadoff spot, and he's really come through. That Sunday he was 3 for 4 with an RBI and 2 runs, and just moving some stuff around, seeing where guys are comfortable. Carter Moen's been he's a younger guy for us. He's going to be a 9th grader, but he's been hitting the tar out of the ball. He was 2 for 4. I think he had 2 doubles that day, and scored a run and had 2 RBIs. And the top of, like I said, 1 through 9 has been productive, but the top half of our order is really, they're really taking the charge and setting the table for the rest of the lineup. And it's, like I said, it's contagious. And yep. Once the top starts going, then the bottom of the order starts thinking, well, I can do this too, and they get going. And so those are just fun games to coach. Yep. These guys.
and who was that winning over again?
That was against Ortonville.
Ortonville, 11-2.
11-2, okay. Yep. Good. So that closed out our regular season. Our postseason started last night. We hosted Cottonwood down here at Madison Memorial Field. And I could just feel coming into the game, the guys were loose, and they were comfortable, and they knew what had to be done. And I had multiple parents tell me this week, that they had one goal in mind. They had to make sure that they got to play at Irish Yard because that's where the varsity was this year.
Beautiful ball field, one of the best in the area.
Yes, and Cottonwood was our one obstacle to get to that. And so we played Cottonwood, and we came away with a 14-4 win. Again, I sound like a broken record, but 1 through 9 had contributions everywhere. Again, Gavin Meyer led the way. He was 3 for 6 with 5 RBIs and a run. Grant Bierke in the 2 spot was 3 for 5 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs. And, I mean, even our 9-hitter, Gavin Mortensen, he was 1 for 1, got on base. I believe it was all three plate appearances, scored 2 runs. So the bottom of the, again, setting the table up for the top of the order. Those guys at the bottom, that's why Gavin had 5 RBIs, is because those 7, 8, 9 hitters are getting on base and giving him opportunities up at the top. So it was a really fun, like I said, 1 through 9 night at the plate. And then on the mound, Gavin Meyer started and pitched 3 innings. He gave up 0 hits, had 4 walks and 2 strikeouts. And Nolan Smith came in and got the win and shut the door for us. He gave up 1 earned run and struck out 5 and walked 4 for, like I said, that 14-4 win. And that sets us up for a date with Canby down at Irish Yard on Tuesday.
All right, second round of the playoffs.
Yeah,
All right.
We're excited. The boys are ready to go.
And the Irish Yard is outside of Milroy. It's not the baseball field in Milroy. I think that's called Yankee
Field. Yankee
but this
Field.
Is the Irish Yard about, I don't know, 3-4 miles from Milroy.
Yeah, just a few miles north of Milroy. And it's if you haven't been, it's a beautiful park. It's, like I said, these kids are they're
pumped
excited.
Yeah, they'll get their picture up on the video board, I'm guessing. They have a speed gun. I don't know if they'll be using all that, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, they got all the amenities down there, and like I said, they were all rooting on the varsity this spring, and that's where that varsity team was playing and had all that success, and so they're ready to duplicate and hopefully replicate that outcome too.
And who are you playing again?
We'll play Canby. Okay. They're the number 2 seed, and we'll play them, and it's a 5 o'clock first pitch down in Milroy.
You remember how you did against Canby this
year? Yeah, we lost 3-1 down in Canby. Again, we had – I don't think any of those 3 runs were earned, but that's why you play baseball. We're ready for the challenge, and I think we've got the team that we can – take care of business and keep going for a ways yet.
All right, Jared, well, I appreciate the time coming in. I know you're on the Mallards team too. You got a game, was it today or tomorrow?
Okay. Tomorrow afternoon we got to wrap up our season against a good Minneota team, and if we can get that win, I think we'll be a top 4 seed, which is huge going into the region tournament.
Good. Well, good luck to the Mallards in Minneota on Sunday then.
Yeah, yep.
All right, Jared, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you, Paul.
Yep, and good luck at the Irish Yard there. Take lots of pictures down there.
We'll have to.
All right. Jared Royland, manager of the Madison Junior Legion, will take a commercial break, and we'll come back with more of the Baseball Coaches Show after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
You'll find quality meat for your family's table at the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. Stop by right downtown or give them a call, 320-769-2238. Country Butcher will accept credit cards, checks, EBT, SNAP, and cash.
This week at the Country Butcher in Dawson, buy 10 pounds of frozen ground chuck, get 1 pound free, 93% lean ground beef, just $7.99 a pound. Store hours Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., Sunday by appointment. That's the Country Butcher in Dawson. They're a cut above the rest.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
Hello, this is Dawn Peterson with Peterson Team Realty. Are you looking to buy real estate or looking to sell real estate? Look to us, Dawn Peterson, Tristan Bothan at Peterson Team Realty. You'll be confident with our advice and knowledge to make your experience as pleasant as it should be. Don't hesitate to call us today. Our office is located in Madison, and we cover the entire listening area. 320-598-3344. Knowledgeable, ethical, and experienced, Peterson Team Realty. Have a great day.
And you'll find Peterson Team Realty on source.net.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to Rosen Express Baseball with Coach Tyler Ottoman. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Paul.
Another beautiful Saturday. Good day to play a game, huh?
Yes, it is. It's a little bit nicer than last week, I would say. Last week was a little too hot, I would, for my taking.
Yep, last weekend but this weekend's pretty nice.
Yes, it is. It was beautiful last night. Today it was pretty nice.
Okay. All right, tell us how the Rosen Express did this past week.
Rosen played three games since I last talked to you on Saturday. And we played last Saturday in Madison. We took on the Madison Mallards. Rosen lost to Madison 6-0. And for Rosen, we had two hits on the day, and both hits were and the two hits were hit by Drew Boots and Nathan Strong. And also, Drew Boots had a walk. Liam MacArthur had a walk, and Jay Sigler had a hit by pitch. And for the pitching for Rosen that day, led us off with Devin Boots. He went 7 innings for Rosen, giving up 6 hits, 6 runs, which 5 of them were earned. He hit 3 batters, walked 1, and struck out 2. And then his brother, Damian Plotsky, came in there, and he went 1 inning, striking out 2 and hitting 1 batter. Damien used to pitch quite a bit for us, and now his younger brother Devin has kind of taken over the last few years, throwing more for us. And Damien's just getting a little bit old. Things don't work as well as they used to when you're younger and spry. So Rosen ended up losing to Madison 6-0 on the day.
Was that the Dick Newman recognition day?
Yes, it was. Yep.
Because I know Dick's sons, they played for Rosen, didn't they? Mike?
Yes, they did. They played. Steve played quite a few years for Rosen. And Mike, he played a couple years and kind of here and there from what I remember. But that was kind of my first recollection of Rosen baseballs with the Newmans and the Reifenbergers from Madison. And We had a good run there in the late 90s, early 2000s. So,
you're just 3 or 4 years old, I bet, then, huh?
At the time, I was born in 91, so I was about 5, 6 years old.
Okay.
So, I always remember, coming in there watching the Newmans play, and, Eric Ashy, and we had a fun group to watch at that time.
That's right.
So,
good.
They could pretty much do anything and everything back then, it seemed like.
Yeah.
As like I told you in the past, I did the stats for Rosen. Tom Brownmacher read out every single book since he took over in 68. And back then, it seemed like Rosen would hit 4 home runs and steal 7 bases. So, I mean, that team was, I would say, as complete as you could be. You know, you could do win in any facet of the game. So,
yeah, that's right, Tyler. I forgot that you have a great history of Rosen for stats and stuff, don't you?
Yes, I do. I've had every entry of every year except for 1969. Tom didn't have that because that was the year he went to overseas and served. But I have every year in an Excel spreadsheet of every player that's ever played for Rosen and every at-bat and every, you know, every pitch I have recorded in there. So it's a it's very interesting to go through and see all that. I mean,
all right,
every, you know, I have it down to the detail of I could tell you how every player played against Madison or Appleton, and, you know, it's very detailed. So
wow, that's pretty cool. I mean, that's a whole show in itself. We'll have to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I even got Brandon, your son Brandon's in there, and even Dick Newman was in there, and there's a lot.
You can pull out their stats and everything.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
I can tell you what he did against certain teams, and you know how he fared against certain teams, and maybe he did better against a certain team than another team. Or
awesome.
So
good. Well, we're gonna do a complete show on that. That'd be fun.
So. All right. Some people told me they may pay me not to tell me tell people their stats. And, I've heard it all. It's quite entertaining from what people have said. So some good, some bad.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Can't wait to hear more about that. So, all right. After the Madison game, then what, Tyler?
Rosen played last Sunday. As we took on the Appleton A's and Rosen. Rosen ended up winning that game 5-4. And starting the game off, Rosen scored one run in the bottom of the first to get the lead. And then Appleton answered back with two runs in the top of the fourth. But then Rosen responded right away in the bottom of the fourth, scoring two runs of their own. In the top of the sixth, Appleton scored two runs to take the lead 4-3, and then Rosen in the bottom of the seventh tied the game with one run in the bottom of the seventh, and then in the bottom of the eighth, Rosen scored one run 5-4 and ended up winning 5-4. Christian Canton started on the mound for Rosen. He went six innings, giving up four hits, four runs, which all of them were earned. He hit one batter, he walked one, and struck out nine. And then Mike Shakey came into the game, getting the win on the day. He went three innings, giving up one hit, zero runs, one hit by pitch, and striking out two. And then on the hitting side, Rosen, there wasn't many hits. Rosen didn't get many hits on the day, but, I mean, when the hits were key hits at the time. Leading the charge was Mike Shakey on the day with two hits. And then also all the hits were Evan Ingesmo, Kyle Sachs, and Nathan Strong. When I say key hits, we had Rosen had four sacrifice bunts on the day, and they were you know, Rosen did the little things that last Sunday, moving guys over, sacrifice flies. I mean, it was an all-around good game, clean game by Rosen, too, so that was good to see. The last three games, I mean, Rosen, we've only struck out nine times, and I believe we have two errors in the last three games, so Rosen, defensively, we're putting the ball in play, which we're doing good, but just we need to get a little bit more hits, it seems like, but Rosen ended up winning the game 5-4 over Madison. Or Appleton.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
All right, next game.
So, and then Rosen played Ortonville last night, and Rosen lost 5-0. Ortonville scored two runs in the bottom of the second, and then two runs on the bottom of the sixth, and then one in the bottom of the seventh. Not much for hitting side, but Nate Strong led the day in hitting with one hit. And then other guys getting on was Mike Shakey with a walk and a stolen base, Devin Boots with a hit by pitch, and Preston Kraft with a walk. Devin Boots started the game for Rosen on the mound, and he went five innings, giving up two hits, two runs, a hit by pitch, a walk, and two strikeouts. Then Mike Shakey came in, going two innings, giving up four hits, three runs, which all three were earned, and walked three and one strikeout. And then Kyle Sachs went one inning with no hits, no walks, and no strikeouts. So Rosen ended their loss of the game to Ortonville 5-0, okay, which puts us at our record at 4-7 in the league. And we have one remaining game, which is tomorrow in Rosen against Hancock at 2:30.
All right. So that regular season game, or regular season, is being completed this weekend. And then when the playoffs start, then Tyler.
Playoffs after Sunday, we should know our seeding. And the playoffs start next weekend in Madison, starting Saturday, which all the games on Saturday are single elimination. And if you win that game, you get moved in to the final eight teams, which is double elimination.
Okay. All right. Real good, Tyler. Thanks for the report on the Rosen Express this morning, and good luck against Hancock tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Tyler Ottleman, manager of the Rosen Express. We'll take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll visit with Caden Fernalls, manager of the Madison Legion team, right after this.
Get ready for the event of the summer. The Stevens County Fair is back August 6th through the 11th. Don't miss your chance to see the Eli Young Band. With special guest Tiger Lily Gold. On the Insurance Partners stage, both award-winning bands will rock your night. Grab your tickets now at StevensCountyFair.org. The Stevens County Fair, fun for the whole family.
Let's take a look at some things going on this weekend. Of course, Marietta Appreciation Days is happening, and also the Yellow Medicine County Fair in its final day. We've been talking about that. A retirement party for Eric Call will be over at the Madison VFW this evening from 7:30 to midnight. Everybody's welcome. It'll be music by Giggity Gigs Entertainment. Sons of the American Legion Squadron 156 will be holding a meat raffle at 1 p.m. today at the Marietta Legion Club. Choir of the First Presbyterian Church in Dawson will present the cantata I Call Him Lord at 4 p.m. on Sunday. That'll be followed by a time of fellowship and refreshments. There is no charge for that event. Jim's Market Wine and Spirits, North Highway 75, Cadria, Southwest Minnesota's low price leader. This week you'll find Tito's Vodka, 1 3/4 liter bottle, just $29.99. Mintera Wine, $22.99 for a 750 milliliter bottle. Twisted Tea, 12-pack 12-ounce cans, just $16.45. Check out the beer specials, including a 24-pack 12-ounce cans of Mick Golden Light, Budweiser, Bud Light, or Select 55, just $19.99. At Jim's Market Wine and Spirits, North Highway 75, in Canby.
Prairie Sun Bank is your community bank, helping you turn your dreams into reality, offering four locations to serve you better. Prairie Sun Bank will be your partner when you buy a car, a home, or make farm operating decisions. We are here for you with trusted advice and quality service that you can count on, making banking easier with the latest in technology while still providing that small-town personal service that you have come to expect. Bank with Prairie Sun, located in Appleton, Milan, Marietta, and Browns Valley. Prairie Sun Bank encourages you to come over to Marietta this weekend for Marietta Hometown Days.
Welcome back to the Baseball Coaches Show. Let's talk with Caden Fernalls. Caden's the manager of the Madison Legion team. And good morning, Caden.
Good morning, Paul.
Wow, the Madison Legion team, they had a busy week this week, didn't they?
Yeah, we had four playoff games, and we started playing on Monday.
All four playoff games, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, why don't you tell us all about it then, Caden?
Yeah, we started in the playoff and play-in game on Monday and played Princeburg, and were able to come away with a 11-8 victory that day. And we had seven hits that day, and Dylan Kymig went 1-for-4. Dylan Geiser went 1-for-4 with a run. Caden Molden went 1-for-3 with a run. Caden Mortensen went 1-for-4 with a run and an RBI. Brock Yerniold went 2-for-4 with three runs and an RBI. One of those hits was a double. TJ Mitchell scored two runs. Davis Patcher went 1-for-3 with one run. And Tyler Earp had two RBIs on the day.
Okay.
And then for pitching, Davis Patzer started that game, went 3 2/3 innings, giving up 0 runs on 7 strikeouts. Then Cade Mortensen threw 2 innings, giving up 3 hits, 5 runs, only 1 earned run, and struck out 5. Then Matt Arndt came in, pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, only 1 earned, and struck out 1. And Dylan Geiser came in to get the save, throwing 2/3 of an inning and giving up no runs.
Okay. Was that a single elimination game?
Yep, that was a winner-go-home game. So it was kind of a, we'd start to pull away a little bit that game, and then they'd score a couple more runs to kind of even it up. But we came out ahead of that one.
All right. What was that final score again?
That was 11-8.
Okay. Good. Good win for Madison Legion there.
Yeah, it was a high scoring game and good kind of warm up for our next game against Monty.
Okay. All right. Tell us about that game.
Yep. Right after that Prinsburg game, we played Monty and they're a really tough team and we ended up losing that one 1-7. They were able to jump out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning and they held the lead the rest of the games. We scored 1 in the fourth to bring it to 1-2 on a Davis Patzer RBI single, but that's how we were able to score, and they kind of pulled away after that. So it's a tough game, but Brock Deerenfield started on the mound going 5 innings, giving up 4 hits, 6 runs, 3 earned runs, and struck out 1. And Dylan Geiser finished that game off going 1 inning, giving up 1 hit, 1 run, 0 earned. We only had 3 hits that day, one by Dylan Keimig. Cade Mortensen had a hit, and then Davis Patzer had that RBI single.
Yeah, Montevideo, of course, their high school team went to the state baseball tournament this year, too. They got a good team, don't they?
Yeah, they're a solid squad.
Do you know who threw that night for Monty?
Cooper Dack started on the mound, right, and Griffin Epema finished it.
Okay. Yeah,
and they're both really solid pitchers, so tough to come by runs and hits against them.
I understand throws in the mid-80s.
Yeah, he's a solid pitcher, and he's a small guy, but he can really throw it. So.
Yep. All right, anything else on that Montevideo game then?
No, nothing else there.
Why don't you explain to our listeners how the playoff bracket works. So then that game kept Monty in the winner's bracket, and you dropped down in the loser's bracket, right?
Yep, it was pretty much a 14 double elimination bracket.
So when was the next game then, Caden?
Then we were off until Thursday, where we played Sacred Heart in Sacred Heart. And we came away with a 4-0 win that night.
Oh, shutout. Good.
Yep. Dylan Geiser threw another great game against Sacred Heart. That's 2 shutouts for him against them. He went 7 innings, giving up 2 hits, 2 walks, and struck out 7. So it was a great night pitching for him. And then we were able to get the scoring started early with a Cade Molden 2-run homer in the first. So it kind of jump-started the guys, and then we scored 2 more in the fourth to get us 4-0.
Okay. So Molden had a home run, huh?
Yep, it was probably to the deepest part of the field, and when he hits the ball hard, it's fun to watch. He's got a lot of power behind his bat.
Yes, it is. Okay. Yep. Anything else on that game?
No, that's all I got for that one.
Okay. Yeah. So it's either win or go home, right? So you picked up a win there.
Yeah, I did that. So it was nice to pick up a win against someone to beat earlier in the season. So.
And then it was last night's game.
Yep, last night we played Dawson, and the guys have seen each other a lot, so they know what they're getting. And it was another tough battle, but we ended up losing that one 4-5, and kind of just did it ourselves. A lot of mental mistakes and just things that didn't go our way that night. So,
well, it was a great first inning, though. You had a 4 spot there, didn't you, in the first?
Yeah, we put up 4 in the first inning, which to get us out to a nice lead, and then, the bat still went, but we just made some base running mistakes and didn't have that big hit to bring in any other runners the rest of the game.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, we all hit them 10-5, and Dylan Keimig went 1-for-2 with a run. Dylan Geiser went 2-for-4 with a run, and an RBI. Cade Molden went 1-for-2 with a run. Cade Mortensen went 2-for-4 with a run, one of those hits being a double. Brock Biernield went 1-for-4. TJ Mitchell went
3. Davis Patcher went 2 for 2. And he also had an RBI. That was it for our hitting.
Yeah, 10 hits. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You'd expect to score a couple more than 4 runs, but that's just the way it went the last night.
Yeah, like you said earlier, Dawson and Madison, or Dawson and Lockparl Valley, but it's really, they played some outstanding games in the last couple months, haven't they?
Yeah, I think that was the fifth or sixth time they've played each other in the spring and summer, so they know each other well.
Yep. Okay, anything else on that game?
No, okay. Caden Mortensen started that game and went 4 2/3, giving up 3 hits, 4 runs, 0 earned runs, and struck out 2. Then Brock Biernield finished the game off in 2 innings and giving up 2 hits, 1 run, 0 earned, and he also struck out 2. So,
okay.
Good outings from our pitchers, just couldn't quite get it done with the bats.
Right. All right, so that wrapped up your regular season, I believe, then, right? That wrapped up your season.
Wrapped up the season there, yep.
All right. Well, Caden, I tell you what, we'll take some time and get you on the next week or two, and we'll wrap up the Legion season when you tally up all the final stats there, and we'll talk about each of the guys, especially the seniors that put on the uniform for the last time. So,
yep, sounds good. Thank you, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Caden. Caden Fernall's manager of the Madison Legion team. We'll take a commercial break. We'll talk Madison Mallard baseball with Matt Munson right after this.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact the Klein Insurance Agency in the Old National Bank Building, downtown Madison. You can call them at 320-598-3979. Tired of fluctuating fuel prices during the heating season? Consider a more stable heating choice by going with Electric Heat. With rates for winter already locked in, Electric Heat gives people a steady choice for their heating needs. At Minnesota Valley, they'll show you how efficient and affordable Electric Heat can be. They sell and install electric heating systems and give a loan to members who install Electric Heat either through Minnesota Valley or a local contractor. Call Minnesota Valley REC for more information on Electric Heat at 1-800-247-5051 or 320-269-2163. This message brought to you by Minnesota Valley Cooperative Light and Power Association of Montevideo.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping nirvana, Crayola experience creativity, hangout heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
And we're back with the Baseball Coaches Show. Let's talk with Matt Munson. Matt's the manager of the Madison. And Matt, you had a big weekend last weekend, didn't you?
Yep, yeah, big weekend, I guess, with hosting Rosen on Dragon Fest on Saturday and also honoring Dick Newman that day. And then we had our Legends, our alumni game on Sunday. So jam-packed weekend in town, and I guess just a lot of fun.
All right, tell us all about it.
Yep, so... yeah, Saturday, I guess we started off the weekend with our game with Rosen Express, that game time, and kind of switched around a few times and moved up to 1 o'clock to kind of accommodate the Express and getting more guys there with how hot it was supposed to be. But, yeah, on the day, you know, it was a day that we wanted to recognize Dick Newman for all his past efforts and dedication to the Madison community and especially the baseball field. So, we were able to do that prior to the game. I was a little nervous with everything going on in town and the water fights that there wouldn't be, you know, too many people at the game, but a lot of people made the trek down, and it was, you know, well worth it and a great honor to Dick. So, but, yeah, for on the day for playing Rosen, you know, we started out with a Brandon Bornhorst on the mound, and we know that he's always going to give us a very good effort or a strong effort, and he did just that. The hitters, you know, offensively, we did just enough to put some runs on the board early and then kind of coast from there. So We ended up winning against Rosen 6-0. Brandon Bornhorst was just kind of cruising along, and he had actually a perfect game going through six innings, but gave up a leadoff hit in the seventh inning, and then followed up with another hit. But other than that, he was able to work out of that, only gave up the two hits on the day, and gave up zero runs. So a really strong effort from Brandon, like what we've, I guess, are kind of used to. So on the day for the hitters, we had a couple guys with one hit each, Landon Sherm, Brandon Hill, Matt Inger, and Dylan Lilliard. And then Matt Munson had two hits. Those with a couple RBIs were Brandon Hill and Matt Inger. So, you know, we did enough offensively to get the job done. Still a lot that we still are leaving on the table. So really need to get our bats going into playoffs here that begin next week. I think we've only had maybe four to six hits the last couple games and haven't been scoring too many runs, but thankfully our pitching staff has been very strong recently.
Okay. All right, next game.
Yep, so Sunday we were able to host our alumni game, invited back as many players as we could. I think we ended up with about 32 and divided it into teams. And, you know, I think it was something that was a lot of fun for the former players and the fans especially and their family. I was a little worried on how the game would be competitive-wise. Going seven innings is what the original plan was. And I think a lot of people were worried that maybe the pitching wouldn't be there or the fielding and offensively. But it was you know, a lot of fun, very entertaining. You know, I think the final score was 7-6 through nine innings. But, you know, I think if you read the paper, you know, it's you know, there's a little bit of a controversy according to Bart Hill, because the original plan was to go seven innings. And I guess the game went so smooth that we decided to tack on a few more. And through seven innings, the green team won. But through nine innings, the blue team was able to battle back. And I guess kind of the highlight of the ninth inning was Zach Flickinger hitting a home run off of Ryan Fernald. So it was a lot of fun for those guys.
His boss, huh?
Yep, his boss. I think he's still employed as of today, from what I understand. But, yeah, there were some really good performances on Sunday. I know on the green team, Joe Skullerud, I think he actually played the whole game, but you know, talking to him before that, I think he was the only player that I'd played an inning or two and then being done. But, you know, Joe Skullerud, I think he was their team's MVP. He had a couple hits, and I think he got hit by pitch a couple times. And then on the blue team, I think he had Ryan Sigdahl had a couple good innings on the mound. Garrett Olson pitched really well, but, you know, I think they had, you know, Ryan, Garrett, Josh Wolfslager, each one of them, I think, had at least two hits on the day. So some pretty good baseball performances all around and a lot of fun. And, you know, I think David Amundson, he even made his appearance and caught and got a base hit. So
Dave Amundson got a base hit?
Dave Amundson got a base hit. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, he showed up to a practice, and if you put in the work practicing, you're going to perform on the field. So he showed that. So
that's great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Hopefully the guys had fun. Hopefully there weren't too many injuries. And, you know, hopefully it's something we can build off and potentially do in future years as well.
Awesome. Good. All right. And we've got a few minutes left here, Matt. What other games the Mallards played?
Yep. So we have played, I guess, 11 league games on the year, or 10 league games on the year, I think. And we're 7-3. We finish up this weekend in Mineota. I think that's a big game for us. I think Mineota still has potential to finish, you know, about the 2 seed in the region tournament or drop down to 5. And I think if we can beat them, potentially, depending on how tiebreakers work, you know, we could maybe get the 4 seed and end up with a bye in the region tournament, which is pretty big. You know, that's the further you can get, you know, the more games. You know, it makes it a lot easier on your pitching staff. So in the region tournament next weekend, you know, in Madison with our field and all the improvements we made, we are lucky enough that we get to host the first and third weekends of the region tournament. That'll kick off on Friday, I believe, at 7:30 with 12 through 13. 12 and 13 seed playing each other. And then there will be another four games Saturday and four games Sunday. So really big, long weekend at Mass and Memorial Field, and should be another weekend of fun.
All right, sounds good, Matt. Well, thanks a lot for the report on the Madison Mallards this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
Matt Munson, manager of the Madison Mallards, will take a break, and we'll wrap up the Baseball Coaches Show right after this.
You want to feel important. You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters, and that you can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We felt that way, too. I'm Sergeant Michael Tislin from Chaska, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you, and together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit nationalguard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This Tuesday, July 23rd, head on over to the Riverview Park Bandstand in Appleton to hear the folk music sounds of Root River Jam. Hailing from southeastern Minnesota, this four-piece acoustic band plays a variety of folk music, old and new, and you'll enjoy the sounds of the fiddle and string bass. The music starts at 7 o'clock at Riverview Park, so bring a lawn chair and a friend this Tuesday in Appleton to hear Root River Jam.
Get ready for the event of the summer. The Stevens County Fair is back August 6th through the 11th. Don't miss your chance to see the Eli Young Band. With special guest Tiger Lily Gold. On the Insurance Partners stage, both award-winning bands will rock your night. Grab your tickets now at StevensCountyFair.org. The Stevens County Fair, fun for the whole family.
Paul Ramo here in the studio, wrapping up the Baseball Coaches Show. I'm going to head over to Montevideo shortly here for American Legion Baseball Championship game, the Southwest Pod Championship. Between Montevideo and Dawson, the first pitch is at noon today, and we'll be on the air with that playoff game, Dawson and Montevideo today. Just want to remind everybody, a big championship game will be held on Monday, July 22nd, at the Appleton Baseball Field, La Caparo Valley 7th and 8th grade. It's the We'll take on a host, Camby's 7th and 8th grade. It's the Little Sioux League championship game. 5:45 opening ceremonies. AmVet Color Guard will present the colors, and Callie Kahn will sing the national anthem. Then at 6 o'clock, the game starts between La Caparo Valley and Canby, and there'll be full concessions, grilling burgers and hot dogs, and get this, everyone gets free freezies. Free freezies for everyone on Monday at Centennial Park at the Appleton A's baseball field there in Appleton. So go on over there and support La Caparo Valley 7th and 8th grade and the Canby 7th and 8th grade. That's Monday. Thanks for listening to the Baseball Coaches Show, and we will see you in Montevideo at noon today with the Dawson Legion team taking on Montevideo. Have a good day, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Saturday Morning Baseball Coaches Show here on Q92. Tune in next week at 9 o'clock with more interviews with area baseball coaches right here on Q92. See you next Saturday morning. Have a great day.
Q92 Country Time at 9:54. Great music for Dawson, Boyd, and Clarkfield on Q92 KLQP-FM.
Nothing fair in this world.